Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Oh boy.
It's top.
You said your phone was broken, just forgot to charge it. Whole outfit you're wearing, God, I hope it's ironic. Did you just say you're finished? Didn't know we started. It's all just so familiar, baby. What do you call it? Stupid. Or is it? There's a cue to work for it. I know. Man, child, why you always come running on me? Fuck my life. Won't you let an innocent woman be? Never heard of self-care. Half your brain just ain't there. Man,
back with another one, the end of the year. It's your boy Dissect DJs. It's your boy DJ MC Ticket to Jag. With, of course,
DJ Castle. Because we are the DJs that like to spin it, throw it back, and dissect it. And guess what?
What?
We made it through 2025,
we
y'all.
We did it, everyone. Congratulations. You did it. We did it.
And we're ready for 2026, which means that it's time to celebrate the year that was with a classic top five countdown, TRL style, MTV Jam style, 106 and Park style. I love a good countdown mix.
Yep,
I don't know about you.
Yep.
And here's the thing. Some of y'all that may have been following us over the years might remember that we usually do an end of the year wrap-up mix in which we take every song and moment of the year and turn it into an awesome mega music video mix.
Sometimes a 5-minute mix, sometimes a 10-minute mix. Either way, we put them all
we
together.
We settled around 5 minutes the last few years.
Yeah,
we found that was the sweet spot.
It's better. Well, yeah. We used to have like 14, 12-minute mix. Anyway, the best of the best. We put it together. We make a mix. However, we realized this year that the music just wasn't that good.
We didn't feel that inspired by the music this year.
Honestly, we usually are slightly uninspired because the music lasts, like, I'd say, I don't know.
It's been a little bit of a struggle. But usually we dig into, like, all the songs that we could find, and we're like, oh, here's a deep cut. We got that and everything.
But not this year.
But also, yeah, it's a lot of work. And, like, you know, it also feels like we've been doing it since 2012, and it's like, I don't know how much people really care about it, you know?
Yeah, we love it. The video looks cool.
I'm always happy the result. It makes me happy every year to be able to end with that. But also, I'm like, by this point, I was like, I feel like that shit should have been like the thing everybody was waiting for every year, nationwide, worldwide. Yeah. But
from Kentucky all the way to Connecticut, everyone should be asking. I haven't got one request.
To the Bay Area and back down.
Yeah.
But
no request for it. So therefore, what we did this year, are we doing this year?
So we're doing it, making it a little easier on us. And we might bring it back next year. I don't know. But for this year.
I think we will.
Yeah.
Actually, let's just go ahead and say it. We will.
Well, here's to hoping. I'm going to hold you to it, 2026. Give us some better shit to work with. Okay. Because then if I hear a bunch of jams that I'm like real psyched on, I'll be like, let's do it. We got to fucking, that could mix with this. And we get all excited about it. But instead, we decided to replace it with a top five songs of 2025 episode. And because I wasn't that psyched on that many songs this year, I just decided to go to the internet and be like, what did somebody else rank? That way I can't be held accountable. These aren't my top five songs. Blame Rolling Stone.
They picked these. They said,
yeah,
here's your five, here's your four, here's your three. And we're going to run down their exact five
that
they told us is the best possible songs of 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, number five, we just heard it.
That was number six.
Oh.
By the way, here's our mission. As I said last episode, I would like to have one question that we ask at least of each episode. And for this one, it's very simple. Did music suck in 2025? So, that was a good lead-in intro because like actually that song was one of the few songs that I remember like actually standing out when I think of music of 2025. That was, of course,
I agree.
Sabrina Carpenter, Man-Child. And I had actually discussed dissecting that one earlier in the year. When we were on our mission to try to find the song of the summer, that was always one that I discussed. I was like, we could always do Man-Child. I've been hearing that one a lot.
And I was like, I hate it.
He didn't want to do it.
I hate that song. It's terrible. You agree. I know all of you do. Not a single one of you bumps that while you're riding down the street like, yo, throw Man-Child on. Nobody.
I think you are vastly overrating what girls like to vibe with when they're on like a road trip together. I could definitely see like a squad of girls like bumping that shit on a night out or like on a long trip.
Throw me under the fucking bus then.
I think a lot of people like that song. A lot of people love Sabrina Carpenter.
Because it was number six out of all the songs of 2025. Yeah. So I
get it. I hear the catchiness. And also Sabrina, she's just one of the only people I could say she could just kind of do no wrong in my eyes. I don't know. I love Sabrina Carpenter.
Shit, she did wrong with this song. I hate that song. Man,
you see that video?
If I want to be a child,
you see that video?
Doesn't matter that I'm 41 and I want to eat gummy bears while watching Willow and laying, putting my feet up and playing Nintendo. Okay, I do what I want. Okay, I'm a man.
Yeah, but then she's standing on the side of the road with like her green eyes and everything, and it's like, I don't know. You could square dance your way around the open road. I'm all right with the fact that you put out just a basic mediocre song and everybody said they love it.
See,
it's no espresso.
I'm not giving you a pass, Sabrina. Steezy will. I'm not giving you a pass. That song sucked, okay?
All right. So that's where we're that's the jump off point. All right. So we're starting with that song sucks, but Castle thought she looked adorable in the video. So that's where we're initiating this. But let's get into the actual top five. I'm going to put a top five sound effect right there.
Are we ready?
All right, let's hear the number five song. According to Rolling Stone, mind you.
It's so silly. Since I seen you last, I know I didn't have to walk away. All I had to do was ask for space. I'm telling you, be on your way. When I told you to fall back, so can you come pick up your clothes? I had them folded. Leave me at the door. It's still open.
And that was your number five jam of the year, according to Rolling Stone, by Kehlani, Folded.
Like you folded some towels. You know, I honestly, as we were going through these before we did this, and I was going to hate on all five of these, that song kind of vibed right now.
I like that one.
I kind of vibed. It shouldn't be a top five of the year. I got to be real with
given
you.
Given like what we've been seeing all year, it makes sense that it did. It's the kind of thing where it's like, all right, I'm ready to be mad with Rolling Stone's list because of the fact that I know they're going to be like, oh, you guys don't know. You think you know music? No, this song was good. And they might give me more reason to do that later on. But that song I was not aware of. And yeah, as we were just playing it,
it was cool.
I was into it.
I got to be honest. If I'm in the backseat with my lady, it'll be a good one for us. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I was into the fact that the beat was just doing like that thing right there. I don't even know what instrument that was, but like what the beat was just doing there at the end with like along with the hook. That was a vibe. I was feeling
vibe.
That.
It was a vibe.
Also the video, not bad. Not bad. I don't know if you could you got it going on behind you, so I don't know if you could look at it.
I couldn't see it, but
watch it back.
I felt it. I could kind of feel what it was going for, and it was that sexual, let's get down.
You know what the beat?
But not like, you know.
Yeah, the beat kind of reminded me of a little bit of like a more up-tempo version of Faith Evans' I Love You.
It reminded me of Confessions by Usher. These are my confessions.
I guess, I don't know. I always hated that song.
You always hated that song?
Yeah, fuck that song, dude. That song was so annoying. Fuck.
What? Dude, we need to dissect that because...
Sure.
We never dissected that and we might need to get into
I that hate one. The idea that we've never dissected an Usher song and that would be the first one because
We haven't dissected Usher?
Oh, no, we did. We did a whole episode on Usher. We did You Remind Me and Versus...
I knew we did.
Yeah, we did a whole story.
It was episode number... Add that right here.
Episode 66.
There it is. Okay, cool. We did it. I told you we did it, dude. We knew we did
it. No, we did. It was You Remind Me and You Make Me Wanna. Yeah, that was a good...
That's right.
It was like a story. We did a Usher story thing. That's true.
But anyway, it gave me the Confessions feel. But
do you know the beat R&B? From Faith Evans' I Love You? We heard that song?
Yeah,
the beat reminded me of that one.
Okay, I can see that too. Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it was okay. I don't think it should be number 4 of the year for it to be a top song. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't reach that for me. But to be a song of the year that was played maybe top 20, I can see that. I can see.
I at least appreciate that I think it's a good song that I would be happy to listen to again. So I would say so far, Rolling Stone doing all right.
No, like, it's not, dude. Man Child sucks. That song should not be number 4. I'm disagreeing with you 100%.
You just said it was a good song.
I said it was a good song for top 20, not to be on top 5.
All right, okay? Well, let's see what's next.
All right, what do we got? What's the name of it?
Coming in at number 4 on the top 5 of 2025, we got Bad Bunny, Baile Inolvidable.
Pensaba que contigo iba a envejecer. En otra vida, en otro mundo podrá ser. En esta sala queda irme un día y ver por el cielo.
And I just tell you, that brought out my blood. That brought out everything that my parents and ancestors have ever bred into me came out in that song. Okay? My goodness. That was salsa at its best. If you are not a salsa dancer, I don't think you understand how good that beat and that song is so far.
So had you heard that song before right now?
Yes.
Okay.
But I never paid attention to it. Does that make sense? Like, it was always like, I can't really... Because it's a new song, and I'm trying to play stuff in Orange County that people are in Orange County and like, Southern California are going to enjoy. And I got to be honest, very few of the population that I deal with is going to enjoy that song. However, any salsa dancing...
I think
dancing,
you know the crowd.
My goodness. I used to salsa dance like a motherfucker, okay? Since I was 19, go to salsa clubs, some of the best ratios... Yo, kid, is at salsa clubs and country clubs. And salsa clubs, nonstop.
I think you need to definitely put that one into a box, keep it aside, and put it in your capsule for songs you're going to play at your family parties. Anything that is...
My family will like that.
Puerto Rican, yes. Adjacent. And then just, yeah, like that one, it had the sound.
I personally want to speed it up just a bit because it's a little slow for my salsa taste, but still a top salsa beat song just from what I just heard. Fantastic, Bad Bunny. Good job on that. Again, I was going to hate on most of these, but that so beat. Far, let's go back to the beat real quick. Wait a minute. That is a salsa beat. Oh, got the congas going on. The horns going on. Do you hear it? That is Puerto Rico. That's Puerto Rico. That's Puerto Rico. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's, you know what? So good.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. I gotta.
Well,
get
I gotta
it
say.
To
okay. Well, what are your what's your stance on Bad Bunny as an artist in general?
I just hate that he I hate that shit. That shit annoys me that he has to do that in every song. Like, switch it up. I don't know why you have to do
I feel like
you
Bad Bunny.
You hear that 20 song times in every song.
But I agree and disagree at the same time, because it's like what Bad Bunny does that I think is valuable is that like his voice is basically like an instrument that like it's a vibe. It's like that
wait,
is
wait,
what
wait,
makes
wait,
him.
Wait. Go ahead.
What you get when you listen to Bad Bunny is like that's the vibe. It has a good place and it can make for a good party. It can make for a good feeling in the room and everything and like get people moving and dancing. And I like that about him.
I mean, he's going to be at the Super Bowl. You will hear that beat and that song there. So get ready to dance. Maybe watch some salsa videos. Do whatever you need to do so that you know how to dance to that because it's going to be played. So get ready.
This show. I'm psyched for him to be in the halftime show. I think he'll be a great artist.
Me being Puerto Rican, I'm supposed to be ecstatic, right? I'm supposed to be like, that's my boy. But I got to be honest. It hurts me, Castle. It annoys me. You know those? You know how the neck starts? I tell you about. Every time it just makes me. You know what I mean? I don't like it. I don't like. It again. Yeah. See, you're getting annoyed too. See, it's happening.
Getting annoyed by you doing it.
Yeah. He does that. Don't act like I'm the one.
Yeah, but he'll be actually. He'll actually be like doing lyrics and have a beat in between it. In between eyes.
Whatever, dude.
No, but what I was gonna say is like I do agree that a lot of his songs tend to sort of sound like very similar. Like, you know, I couldn't tell you, you know, set of different songs that I'm aware of. Like, oh yeah, he's got this song and then
name
this song.
Name me another
and
Bad Bunny song. Do you got another one?
He had one called
All I Got Is. I don't know what I just said. I didn't say any actual words.
It sounded like it though. I think
it sounded good.
I'm pretty sure I know that one.
You can do that. You can also do that. Yeah. So. Here's my question, attaining to Bad Bunny. Do you think he's going to bring Drake in for the one song that he did with him, which is Mia, Mia? Have you heard?
I know that song, yeah.
Yeah. So he did that one. And because Kendrick did last year, do you think Drake's going to make his appearance to this Super Bowl? That way they have a full circle of no?
No, because I don't think he needs it. He doesn't need the rub from Drake. And I actually think his rub is what Drake needs, to be honest, at this point. After the year that Drake had.
Everybody likes to hate. Drake still came out with a classic, man. Anyway, we'll talk about it later.
No. Let me talk about it right now.
Oh, you want to put that on?
No. I mean, what? You want to put that song on? I was just going to say, Drake, let's be honest, he's a bigger star than Bad Bunny, but.
Or Kendrick.
Yeah. Agreed.
They made him feel like, oh, Kendrick got it beat. No, he doesn't, dude. Drake's been coming out. I love Drake. I hate Drake. You guys know me over the years. I'm not a big Drake fan. I love Drake. I'm both sides with this.
Make
Drake
sense of that,
has
what you will.
Plenty of jams that beat Kendrick ass. Okay, all right, Drake, he had one year. Kendrick had one year.
This
where
is
he
the
came
problem of as I'm trying to make a sentence and you have to like jump in there. Now it sounds like your like whole opinion is being intertwined with mine.
Go ahead.
All I'm saying is Drake. Yeah, he's a bigger star than Bad Bunny. He's a bigger star than Kendrick. But he got his ass beat this past year and a half. So
did he? Did you hear? Yes, did you hear this song? Did you hear this song?
Who's calling it? Who? Yeah. OVO sound.
2025. Hear me, said it.
Is it Stacy? Is it Becky? Is it Keisha? Is it FB? Was it Dante? Is it Party? Where's the function?
Where the function? Where the function? The way I feel right now, I feel like we need to be all alone. So if you're just playing around, you need to tell your girl, take a fine home, and that's real.
Did that song not make you bounce right now?
I'm going to answer your first question before the song and then your second one after the song.
I like it. Give me it.
Yes and yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That song right there was better than any Kendrick bullshit song that he came out with Kendrick's bullshit lyrics of a minor.
Got the first question you asked me.
Shut up.
Your first question was, are you sure Drake got his ass beat? Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
And that's the
man.
Problem. If he had not, then that song would have been the most popular song of the year because that song was a jam.
That's a good song. That song got me going all summer, man.
I agree. I like Drake as an artist better than Kendrick myself, but like he pretty much unanimously got his ass handled, and that was partly because of like shit that Drake did, and then like Kendrick just got his ass at every fucking point.
I disagree, man. It's and only mainstream and anybody that pushed it was like Kendrick's better. That
I didn't say he was better. I just said he got him. I just said he got him in the rivalry. That's a different stage. And then the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays. Like, you know, it was just not Drake's year. Here's the thing. Here's the thing I'll remind everybody, though. Because I've talked to friends and like people that be like, oh, yeah, no, Drake's done. And we'll never hear Drake again and all that. Need I remind all of y'all, all it takes for any of these music artists to make a comeback is one solid jam. It's very possible maybe Drake makes a song of 2026. And this whole 2024, 2025 cloud that he's been under is just exploded away from him, and he's just like, guess what, I'm back on top of the game. All it takes is one jam. That's how the music industry works. Okay, so but back to the original point that started the whole thing, because of that whole situation and the cloud that's been hanging over him and Bad Bunny's rise to prominence, he does not need to bring Drake on stage.
All right. Well,
Bad Bunny, I'd say, like, public reception at this point.
Let's make a $10 bet. Shake my hand.
Deal.
Drake will be at the Super Bowl this year. Drake will be at the Super Bowl this year. Drake will be at it. He might throw that song in, and he's for sure throwing. And then go, but yes, Mia, Mia. Do we need to hear that one? No, we don't. It's 2-3 years old. It's fine. But anyways, dude.
Bad Bunny, he's on top of the world right now, man. Like,
and Drake. And did he do a song with Kendrick? No. Did he do it on Drake? Yes.
He can also do the Canadian Destroyer, which is an awesome wrestling move, which he did to my boy John Morrison at WrestleMania 36. He's awesome in the ring. I love that he took it seriously. He got into WWE and he actually like trained his ass off for fucking months, and he performed the shit out of it. He had a dope street fight with Damian Priest in Puerto Rico like 2 years ago. Yeah, like that's one of those things that gave me respect to Bad Bunny. Like, and he's funny. I've seen him on SNL be funny. Like,
he was funny on the Happy Gilmore thing.
He was great in Happy Gilmore too, which I did a whole episode on.
He almost like damn near saved.
He kind of did. I did a whole episode on Happy Gilmore too.
Look at that.
If you haven't heard
episodes,
it, several episodes back. But so I've become a card carrying member of the Bad Bunny fan club. But at the same time, like, a lot of his songs, they're just sort of vibey. So it's like I don't have like one that's ever like that one for sure. That's my jam. And but I will say that one was a little bit different than the usual.
You got down. That song was bumping, right? You're down to listen to that when we get down.
All right, so I'll say this. Now we're three songs in, and I haven't really had a bad time yet. So, like, let's keep it going. Maybe this list is actually...
With that...
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The next one is by number two song, right? Are we on number two?
We're number three.
Number three is called Golden by Huntrix and K-pop and all this.
This is the one you've been talking about.
Only reason I've been talking about this is because I've been to carnivals. I've been to all these, you know, I DJ many different events throughout the year. This is all my job is for the last 10 to 15 years. So I DJ everything. And I can tell you that I've been to a couple events where kids are like, yeah, I want to play Golden. And then at the same time, adults are like, hey, can you play Golden? Because I like that song. And it's like, what is this sucking song? Well, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The number three top song of 2025.
I was a ghost, I was alone. Ha, 두어진 ha, 기속에. Given the throne, I didn't know how to believe I was a queen then.
Golden, coming in at number three. What do you think, Cash?
It sounded like a song that would be the background song of a Disney scene where, like, our female superhero is starting to, like, fight back and decide, like, she needs to take over business herself and, like, you know what? I can do it. And then she starts, like, fighting back and, like, being like, let's work on stuff. And, like, she's overcoming stuff. Yeah, yeah.
That's super Disney run.
That's what it sounded like to me. What is that song from again?
Golden. It's called Hunter X.
Yeah, but it was like an animated video.
Yeah, it's an animated show that all the parents, all you parents, by the way, do the same shit where you throw your fucking kids in front of a screen and go, I'm tired of dealing with you. Just watch this. And then all you guys, for some reason, gave your kids this song and this video, and all your kids were like, and they lost their minds to this thing because, you know, you guys can't handle in actually playing with their kids and, like, you know, teaching them shit. You're like, I got busy. I got life to do. So you throw this fucking movie on with this, you know, cartoons and shit. And then this song came on, so the kids loved it. And then because the kids lost themselves in it, you guys loved it because you have free time to yourself. And that's what this song is. That's why it's a top song. It's because it's parents' way of getting away from their kids, of being able to actually, you know, you get what I'm saying. Fucking the age nowadays. So,
yeah, I didn't really care for it. I didn't do it that much.
Didn't like it?
No, I mean, it's not a song I'm ever going to listen to again. I'd say what it sounded like to me.
Well, you're not a parent in Orange County, so.
Yeah, I don't have a 5-year-old daughter, so I never wanted to listen
to
it.
If you did,
and also,
you would play this video and tell her to shut up and watch it for the 2 hours straight so you'd be able to do whatever you wanted.
Also, I'm not a 5-year-old girl, so. Yeah, the song doesn't really come across my path very much.
Got it.
I'll put that at the bottom of the list so far.
All right.
We should, like, re-rank these at the end of it, you know?
No, I don't need ranking. This is Rolling Stones gets to rank them, and we just talk shit if we don't like it. So we're at number two right at this point. That was number three, Golden, Hunter X. We're at number two.
I get it. I get why. Like I said, it sounds like a song that would be, like, the main song in, like, a Disney movie. And those obviously do great. So, you know?
Yeah.
It makes sense to me.
All right, number two. Well, you got this one, so.
Demon Hunters?
Demon Hunters. That was number two.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot of people like Demon Hunters.
I told you.
I'm not familiar with what it is, though. I just
heard it.
Is it a show or a movie?
I don't know. I'll look it up as you give me number two.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
It really doesn't.
No, because we've already passed it. We're at number two now. Okay, number two. It's an artist that I've never heard of with a song I do not know, but it is called Dancing in the Club by MJ Linderman, and this is Lorelei, which is apparently the name of another artist. Let's hear what they got.
Today in a lonely summer breeze, shut off every nerve inside my lover's nervous arms. I was counting lucky stars before I walked out of the bar.
Can you stop it already? Why are we still listening to this?
Well, because I was waiting for you to get back.
That's number two, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to number two.
In case you're not watching the video episode on YouTube, Justin walked all the way under the table to get right in his camera's face to
give
really
you a look of disgust.
Give a mean mug of it.
Oh, my. That's number two. Congrats.
And if you're asking why I was still playing, because I was waiting for you to actually
be back in your seat.
It
was more of a nonchalant question. I knew why. But still, that gave me chills, not for a good reason, for... oh my God, turn this fucking song off. I never want to hear it again. Reason. Now, I got a question for all of our Dissect DJ listeners. Do you play that? Is that on your top list? If it is, stop listening to us. Don't stop listening to us. Stop listening to us. I don't want you as my listener. Yes, I do.
I do.
You suck, though. Just know you suck. If that's you, you're like, I love that song. Shut up.
Keep it
just
locked.
Just know we hate you. But we love you.
I don't hate any of you that decide to listen to this. Is,
I do,
this
but
is,
I don't.
This is Lorelei, as the name of an artist, on your free time. But here's the thing. It's not even for me that like the song was like some awful, terrible song that like, why the fuck would anybody listen to this? My issue is more with Rolling Stones for having the all fucking audacity to claim this is the second best song of the year. Get the fuck out of here.
Rolling Stones?
I know that we are dealing with like a down year in music, but there's no way that's the second best song of the year. First of all, I haven't even heard it. I've never come across it. If I have, I did notice it. Like, I've never heard of MJ Lenderman. I've never heard of This Is Lorelei. And when I hear a song titled Dancing in the Club, gotta have a little bit more dance than that. Like, nobody's dancing in the club to that song.
Zero people are enjoying that at a club. They're like,
that song gave like holding your partner while like kind of looking over at the Grand Canyon vibe.
At a park feeding ducks.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to like get into a club and like dance to that. Like, there, no club you'll go to would play that.
Rename that, please.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
MJ Lenderman.
MJ. Rename it MJ.
Give me your comments.
Hanging out at the park.
Feed me in the comments being like, bro, you don't even know who MJ Lenderman is. No.
Nobody.
Give a shit.
I can tell you that nobody in my realm knows what the fuck that was, and it sucked. That's number two.
I don't even want to hate on the MJ Lenderman name.
You expected us to make a mix with that?
I'm more annoyed by the This Is Lorelei part of it. Like, that's such an annoying artist name.
Yeah, it's Lorelei.
This Is Lorelei. It feels like somebody that would like just kind of be like, Lorelei. Welcome to my... I'm so excited to bring you into my aura this evening.
I'm not hating on any yoga instructors. We're not hanging on yoga instructors or anything like that.
You're the one that said yoga instructors.
I know, but I focused on them right there. Because you sounded like it when you went,
you did that!
Oh, yeah, I did that. It was me. It was me the whole time.
You took what I was doing and just ran with your own ballpark.
It's true. It's true. All right. That's number two. Do you guys agree? Text us, email us, whatever.
Comment.
Or, you know, all that shit.
Subscribe.
If that's your number
do
two.
Do all of that.
If that's your number two, though, I'm letting you know. I'm going to email you back and say, fuck you.
Got a baseball bat with your name on it.
I don't want to say all that. Damn, you've been aggressive.
Dude, you're the one that just attacked all the yoga instructors. I'm not going to do shit with a baseball bat. I'm going to fucking go to a batting cage and just let off steam.
I like it.
Okay. I'm going to take some vicious hacks.
Nice switch.
70-mile-an-hour zone.
And we,
let's get it.
Are we at the top song of 2025?
Let's get to Rolling Stones' number one song of 2025.
Top song, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
We made
best,
it.
The top, the most epic song of 2025.
course, was Lady Gaga, Abracadabra. Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
Yeah, man.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra, yo.
Abracadabra, man.
Boy, why do you keep saying that? What? Abracadabra?
Top song.
Hey, yo, Abracadabra, yo.
Top song. Top song, guys. Top song of 2025. The best of the best.
I actually
feel... Are you shitting me? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just angry. I was speaking out loud. Go ahead.
I actually feel that kind of perfectly encompasses the music that is 2025. Thank because...
you. It sucked. Simple. I got you. I got your back. It sucked. That's a shitty song. That's a shitty pop throwaway song. Seventh song on an album that you just were like, I don't know, just throw it on there so we can make a full album song. Piece of shit. That song's... Oh, I'm angry right now, dude. I got the neck thing going again. I got the... You know what I mean?
Can I finish my sentence now?
Yeah. Just hurry up. Just... I don't want...
All right, stop interrupting every third word I say when I do it.
Shut up.
It encompasses 2025 because that sounds like a pretty standard Lady Gaga song. It sounds like about three or four different Lady Gaga songs that I've heard before. And I can't even tell you exactly specifically which ones, but I can tell you that the ones that I've heard previously that kind of sounded like that were actually a little bit better. So thank basically you. What I'm getting from Rolling Stone's Top Song of the Year is like it's a retread of a previous Lady Gaga song. It's not actually as good as the stuff she put out previously. Which kind of, I feel like, encompasses everything of music in 2025. There's a lot of it that's maybe trying to sound like stuff we've heard before, but nothing's actually really nailing it. Nothing's really accomplishing the feat of being like, dude, this song is a jam. Every year when we put together our year in review mix,
yes,
there's always at least one or two where we're like, all right, but that one though, we have that beat come to on. Play with.
Come on.
We got that verse, we got that, and we build the whole thing around.
Yes, I agree.
I never really heard it throughout the whole year, and I kind of kept waiting. As always, I'm always waiting, and usually in the last like month of the year, like something comes up where I'm like, all right, they gave us that. So there we go. That's something to work off of. And then kind of build off it, find some other gems hidden. We knew we were in trouble when we went into the summer.
Uh-huh.
And we did go back to our episode.
Preach.
MK Dior. And we were like, is this the song of the summer? And we ended that episode by saying like, no, it's probably not the end of the song of the summer, right?
Yep.
Then we got to the end of the summer. We're like, I think it was actually.
Shit.
We just kind of kept thinking something else better was going to come along. And it never did.
Nothing did.
And now we come to the end of the year, and still nothing really did. I almost think that was the song of the year.
We called it summer. It's song of the year.
I liked it better than anything we heard today. So, I mean, it's really a testament to the fact that this year's music
was
tough competition in the worst kind of way.
So
tough shit, brother. Maybe 2026 can do it better.
I hope so. With that said, Kes, I got to be honest. There's about, I don't know, three songs that I have that Rolling Stones, I don't know if they missed or if they just weren't paying attention, but I feel that came out this year that were significantly better.
I am ready for this.
Than most of those five. I got to be honest. The Bad Bunny song was good. I'm going to put that up there. And then that's it.
Kehlani, that one was a gem. I like that one.
I didn't like that. I mean, it was cool, but it wasn't. The only one I give a little bit of credit for was Bad Bunny because I had the salsa vibe and it took me back to my roots, if you know what I mean. But with that said,
I like the Kehlani song. I don't necessarily think it deserves like top five mention. That's all.
That's why I agree.
But I would listen to it.
So this, honestly, in my opinion, we dissected this earlier in the year, and I feel like this was actually one of the best songs. We'll go through it real quick. Here we go.
Don't you want me like I want you, baby? Don't you need me like I need you now? See tomorrow, but tonight go crazy. All you gotta do is just meet me at the
episode. Fill in right there.
Episode 135.
It's a good song. It's upbeat. It's poppy. It's Bruno. It's a good song. I feel like it was significantly better than the other five that we just did. What do you think, Steve?
I can't believe that was this year.
Yeah.
I remember we did an episode of that. That had to have been earlier in the year.
It absolutely was.
Yeah. Yeah, because we did that at the old studio. I remember that. So it definitely was, at least, if nothing else, earlier in the year. But yeah, no, that one definitely has that like catchy nature, and that's like kind of, I feel like the songs that we dissected this year were better than all the ones that we just played like in this mix. We had the Cat's Eye song.
Gnarly.
We did Dior.
Appetite.
I think
yeah, those three were significantly better.
But those were better than any of the songs that we just played in the top five Rolling Stones. So suck my dick, Rolling Stones.
Suck it. Now.
What else you got?
I have another one. I didn't realize it was double Bruno.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't in the top five.
You got a second Bruno?
Yeah, I got a second Bruno with Sexy Red. Now listen to that beat. Come on. Ha. Hey. What? Go.
Fat, juicy, and wet. I don't even gangbang. So good, made me throw up a set. Good kitty, make it my pet. Pretty, pop, you ain't never gonna forget. Fat, juicy, and wet.
What do you think?
You didn't realize that was Bruno, and yet the last time I heard that song was actually in the episode we did, Appetite, because we brought that up. You were like, have you heard this song? And then we played that exact song in the episode.
Oh, did we?
So those that have listened to our Appetite episode have also heard that song and me discovering it for the first time. And I don't think I've heard it since, and now I'm hearing it again. So, but yeah, I mean, that one's good.
I got a third song. This song is by Chef Boy, YS, Hitta, J3, Rosecrans, Hop Out.
That is not a full artist name.
Yeah, Rosecrans, Hop Out, and Fofo 8.
No, that's all one artist?
No, it's like five different artists in one. But this song gets me going. I've heard it when I went to Mexico. I heard it when I went to the club. This song gets me going. Are you ready?
Yep.
It's your boy.
And I be yelling out, gang, gang. Do you gang bang? I be outside with my gang, gang. Chunk your gang signs if you gang bang. I be outside with my gang. I'm from the deuce, the boat. The bigs, the eight, the nine. I'm from the deuce, the boat. The bigs, the eight, the nine. I'm from the deuce, the boat. The bigs, the eight, the nine. I'm from the deuce, the boat. The bigs, the eight, the nine. And I be sliding down Rosecrans.
Woo! Come on, man. I guess I'm from the deuce. He's a six and nine. I don't even know what he's saying. I don't know what address he's putting. I don't know what numbers he's saying.
No, Rosecrans. They just called out Rosecrans, which goes.
I'm the deuce. The foe. 8 to 6 to 9 of them.
You realize Rosecrans is the street to like.
Are we right down the street from it?
Yeah, it's like a street that I use to get to the 405 right over here, but it also goes all the way to Orange County. Same street.
Shit.
Used to actually
connect
with that when we were in Fullerton and
that
everything.
That song gets me hype. I don't even have a gang gang. I don't even gang bang. I don't want to meet you outside with your gang gang. I don't care. If that song, for some reason, gets me hyped. Have you ever heard that song?
Yeah, I mean, like, that was the first time I've heard it, and I liked what I heard. Again, it's the same thing that I would say with, like, most of the songs on this list, where it's like, I'm not going to say it's, like, a bad song. The only one that I would say is an actively song I don't like is that second song. I already forgot the name of it because it was, like, DJ Lederman or whatever. But all these songs are listenable. They're all, like, good music, but when we're talking top five of the year, generally when I think of like best songs of the year, every song should either be a song that is unabashedly a fucking jam.
That's a good word.
Or
unabashedly.
Or when you think about like when I think of like what this would be in like the 90s, there would also be the song where like, okay, well, I'm annoyed with that song. It's overplayed, but like, of course, that's got to be on the list. Like, you think about like the songs we grew up with. Any year, there'd be like, oh yeah, well, of course, that song was like one of the main songs.
Yeah, I got you.
I feel like this year just like didn't accomplish any of that. You know, like there's not one song that stands out to me as like, well, that was absolutely like unabashed banger.
You mean the top five out of the top?
Yeah,
five. Yeah, yeah.
But even in all of music in general, you know, like we're talking. Okay, I would say APT.
I would say APT
is like the most like. All right, well, everybody knows that song, and they didn't even put that on the top five. Listen, I can't even fault them for not because it's like, yeah, I get why that song's popular, but like, I don't ever play that song. Like, I forgot about it. I've never played it in my rotation.
I mean, I already forgot
since we did that episode, which was back in like what, like February, March, something like that. So, yeah, just kind of a bit of a swing and a miss when it comes to 2025 music.
And I think you understand why we decided not to do the fucking mix this year, guys. You wanted us to mix those six songs, make the mix legit so that it sounded cool and everybody was like, that was dope. I mean, we could have done it. Let's not diss McCown.
Could have made it happen.
Me and Castle make magic happen. But we didn't want to because that shit sucked and it was over. I would have tried way too hard to try to get that shit going and I would have been...
It would have frustrated us.
I might have been disappointed. Yeah, yeah. Frustrated.
It would have been a lot of time spent being like, I don't want to fucking listen to the song. I don't want to mix this song. Do we really have to put in Jensen McRae praying for your downfall? That's number 13 on Rolling Stones list. Yeah. I have no idea what that is, but that's just another example.
Or when even number two. What was it, number two?
I already forgot.
What was number two? Dancing
in the... JD Lederman? Yeah, yeah. Dancing in the club.
Dancing in the club, my ass. Dancing at the park. While on a picnic, get out of here, man. So, with that said, Steve, I think we called it in summer, man.
We did.
I think the song of the summer was the song of the year with.
Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.